It's another edition of the Crystal 93 Snow Show. This week, it's more fun on the snow from Colorado Ski Country USA with your Snow Show hosts, Tom Fricke and Leon Joseph Littlebird.
And here we are back on the Snow Show. That's our old intro from the good old days when we had the radio show.
We were on the radio.
How many years?
That was 10 years ago.
Yeah, but yeah.
We did the show for 11 years.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it was a Colorado favorite. Everybody up here still to this day tells us, we missed the snow show. So Tom and I were drinking a little whiskey one night, decided we should bring the snow show back and do it as a podcast. And we're sitting here with our good buddy AJ at Angry James Brewery in Silverthorne. AJ, always good to have you, bud.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, man, we love having you on.
Excited to be on the podcast again this week.
Yeah, thanks.
Leon, tell AJ what sort of beverage you're enjoying here.
Oh, I'm doing the cherry sour.
Love the cherry sour.
It's really good. Really, really tasty.
All natural dark sweet cherries and nice and tart.
Yeah, it is. It's tart.
All right.
But most importantly, and I've been waiting for this for quite a while now, we're going to be talking to our friend Ross Anderson. Ross, are you with us there?
I'm here.
Hey, brother. You know, the way you and I first connected was when you were being inducted into the Colorado Ski Hall of Fame, and they asked me to do the voiceover and the flute music for your video, and that kind of connected us right there, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. You did a great job while you're at it.
Yeah, it was really fun. I did it in one take, too.
Leon's like that.
I'm the one take wonder. So, you know, just to start off, you know, I've been following your ski career for a long time, and you know, you are still to this day the fastest American skier in speed skiing. Isn't that correct?
That is correct.
And without question, the fastest Native American skier.
Yeah. In the world on that one.
In the world, yeah, that's so cool. So I'm just going to read off for you guys some of Ross's credentials. You ready?
All right.
The Ski New Mexico and the New Mexico Ski Hall of Fame, the Colorado Snow Sports Hall of Fame, the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Hall of Fame, the North American Indigenous Athletes Hall of Fame, the Native American Native Hall of Fame, 8-time national champion, 4-time podium finisher, All-American record holder. So, Ross, you know, you got a lot going on, bro.
Yeah, welcome to the Snow Show. It's great to have you.
Thank you so much. It's you know, it's an honor to be here on it. I'm really enjoying this journey that I'm doing right now. It's amazing how much I've created since I was early 20s, 22, 23, when I first started speed skiing. So, you know, the sky's the limit on that.
You've inspired so many other Native Americans to ski as well. Tell us about some of those programs you put together.
Well, I mean, when I first started speed skiing, you know, your goal is just to compete, just to, you know, get in the FIS World Cup, the professional, and you really don't set your mind really until you start branching out a little bit. It's kind of like a tree on on branches, you know. The branches start to grow, and one of the branches that I did was youth programs for Native kids. I started that in Durango, Colorado, and I think I had maybe a dozen kids from the Southern Ute Mountain Ute tribes to, you know, get out there and learn how to ski on the mountain, a purgatory resort. And then from there, it kind of kicked off, grew up a little bit more. In about three or four years, I ended up having PBS, the national program, do a spotlight segment on the program. Had 82 kids, had media from Switzerland, France, come over to film this and do a magazine article about it, the whole bit. And, you know, had people from the youth, kids, all the way from Oklahoma City and around that area, the Cheyenne Arapaho tribe. And so, you know, it really took off. And then everything went really well up until the pandemic and then kind of died off. But we are trying to start that back up as we speak.
Wow, that is so cool, man. You know, being a guy that was a PSA examiner for 35 years and teaching lots of people how to ski, that it just really does my heart good as a native to know that you did that program for those kids, because a lot of those kids just don't have the means or the facilities to go ski.
Right, you know, and to me, for watching the youth, watching the kids go out on the mountain that they never thought they would ever see in their life, especially people from Oklahoma, seeing these Rocky Mountains and realizing they're going to go on top of that mountain and learn how to ski down that mountain,
yeah,
and their eyes get so big, and it's like a mini European vacation to them, opening their eyes and realizing, you know, there's a lot more opportunity out there, a lot more things out there that they never imagined until that day.
So, you know, your ancestors are both Cheyenne, Arapaho, and Mescalero Apache, right?
Mescalero, and then I also have Chiricahua Apache and a little bit of Choctaw. But I am full-blooded, but it just seems like a lot of tribes that are in me.
Yeah, it's the same for me. There's three tribes in my ancestors, too, so it's, you know, it's, they got around, you know. They would get together to scope out each other's boys and girls, you know. I mean, that was the whole point.
Right.
You know, another thing that we have in common is Mr. Fricky here and I are both members of on the board of directors for a nonprofit here in Summit County called Summit Musicians Relief Fund, where we raise money to help local musicians when they're in times of financial hardship, and we've been very successful the last 8 years. And I know that you and your beautiful bride Juanita have started a nonprofit called 154 Foundation, right?
That's correct.
Tell us more about what you do.
Well, on Star 154, how that became Star 154 Foundation, obviously, it's my daughter's middle name. Her name is Star.
Oh, cool.
And then, of course, the speed of the record.
Yeah, I got the 154 part.
154. So then we went with that and just did foundation with it. And, you know, that's what we're going to do. And it's going to branch off to other, you know, other businesses such as fashions to helping out the needy, and then the youth program, and eventually hopefully we're looking at doing academies, you know, other things that we could adventure into, get those minds going, those youth minds, and get that next generation to be leaders and do what they need to do successfully.
That is so cool, Ross. I being members of a nonprofit here, and we've helped over 70 musicians in the 8 years we've been at it, and it's just a very rewarding thing to do. I mean, it takes a lot of time, a lot of effort, but boy, the benefits are huge.
It's great. I mean, for me, you know, it's all about giving and sharing and you know, sharing your stories to them to hopefully to have them get inspired to do the same direction or something different. I mean, I'm the pioneer for the Native American youth to in the skiing, and hopefully I like to see one of them get out there and be on the Hall of Fame as well.
I'd love to see that too. In fact, our buddy AJ here has a question for you about one of his buddies.
Sure. Well, hey, Ross, and thank you guys for having me on. You know, I just make the beer at our little brewery.
That's
here.
That's why
so.
We love
That's
you.
That's an important job. Very important job.
Man, just the things you were saying, you know, and everything that you're doing to give back and, you know, help our younger generation is awesome. So, we had Jake Fiala on the Snow Show for this last podcast, and you know, before we started chatting here today, I asked the guys, I wonder if Ross knows a Jake who was an Olympic skier back in the early 2000s.
A speed skier. Did you know Jake Fiala?
Jake who?
Fiala.
He
was on the U.S. team. He skied downhill and Super G.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I know him, but I don't know him personally.
Okay. Yeah.
How about another former Snow Show guest we had on, a former speed skier by the name of C.J. Mueller. John Mueller?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows CJ.
Everybody knows CJ. He's, you know, definitely was out there when I first started speed skiing in 93, 94. He actually had a race at Ski Cooper. I think it was just an invitational, and I that was one of my front runner races before I got into the real suit and everything like that. I just wanted to dab into it, and I went to that particular race, and you know, had a motorcycle helmet just like I did with
that's so cool.
Went to the pawn shop, got a motorcycle helmet, got a used downhill suit, and just went with it. And that's
so cool.
And you know, that's where it all started, you know.
We ski Cooper all. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, you know, that's when I first started. I only had $400 in my pocket just to do this, and that's where it took off from there.
Wow, that is so cool. A good $400 worth well spent.
Sure is.
We love Ski Cooper. In fact, we just did a podcast with Bill McGinty, who's the director of the ski school up there. And as of today, we had massive winds here last night, and Ski Cooper's power is out for 3 days.
Oh, wow. I knew they were out today. Jeez. For 3 days.
So
going into the holidays.
That's rough, man.
That
so
rough.
Send Ski Cooper some love.
Yeah.
Hope they get back going soon.
Boy.
So another thing that I've been following and really interested in is your wife, Juanita, is also a musician.
Yeah, yeah, she's a very talented musician. I mean, she's everything. She knows how to make hats, custom hats. To
I dig
sing,
her hats.
And she models, you know, she does a lot.
And she's also one of the founders of the nonprofit.
Yeah, we started that up together, and so we got that going, and she's, you know, taking the bull by the horns on this, and we're going to make it very successful to really generate some huge programs.
That's awesome.
So, Ross, what does your ski season look like for this season? What are your plans?
Well, I mean, down here in New Mexico, you're seeing a bunch of desert and roadrunners.
Here
not
in Colorado,
much
too. We haven't got much snow either.
But, you know, of course, we're always hoping for that big storm coming up. And, you know, right now I just enjoy going out there with my wife and just take cruisers and take it easy a little bit. I mean, I got a partial torn ACL in my right knee, so I can't really do what I used to do. Yeah. But I can still get out there and just, you know, gradually do cruisers and just have a little bit of fun.
And Taos is your home area?
Albuquerque is where I live. Santa Fe is my closest for a ski area, but every once in a while I go up to Taos or Sipapu or Pajarito or Red Creek.
You know, so, I've led clinics in all those places, and I love Sipapu, and you know, it's in Pajarito. That's my last name. That's Little Bird, man. Pajarito.
That's awesome.
Well, you got to make sure to look us up when you come into Colorado.
Absolutely. We should set you on the mark, don't you think, Tom, and say, you got to come up and ski with us.
That would be awesome. Yeah.
And then we can do the snow show the way that we love doing it, and that's on the chairlift.
On the snow. Making turns.
That'll be fun.
Hopefully I can get an invite for that ski day.
We'll make sure you're with us.
All right. And we'll drag Jake Fiala along as well and whoever else.
As long as you can make every other turn go left, you're in.
Right. Exactly.
I'll have to work on that.
No, I enjoy Breckenridge. It's really a good place. You know, my roots there with Breckenridge was a Racer's Edge, that ski shop. They sponsored me in the beginning of my career.
Cool.
And that's kind of where I got really into it. So, you know, there's definitely some stuff that I know about Breckenridge.
Well, if you and Juanita can get to Summit County, we'll take good care of you, and we'll get you out on the snow and make some turns with you.
Yeah, that'll be great. We look forward to that, and we hope to do that soon.
Well, Ross, thank you so much for being with us on the Snow Show. And AJ, thanks for bringing us into your beautiful bar, serving us some beer. and hanging out with us.
Always good to see you guys.
Yeah, it's always good to see you too. Tommy?
It's always good to be here at Angry James Brewery. Yeah. We got to figure out one of these days what makes James so darn angry.
I think that's a secret, isn't it?
I mean, this lack of snow is making me pretty angry.
Boy, last night the wind came in and blew whatever snow we had away.
Oh, it was like blew trees down.
My driveway was bare.
Man.
It was like, God, where the snow is gone.
Well, there would have been a tree across the road coming out of my neighborhood this morning, but thankfully it was stopped by the power lines.
Well, I heard power was out at your place, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was still out.
Yeah, because I heard Peak 7 was dead.
Still dead, yeah. The joys of winter in the mountains.
Ross, when we get some snow, you're coming up to ski with us, buddy.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. I can't wait to be over there and join you guys for a toast.
And we'll have to make April 19th in Durango for Ross Anderson Day.
Ooh, really?
That's right. Official, yep.
That's cool. Yep.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. What brought that about, Ross?
Basically, it's just that's where I grew up, and Juanita reached out and said we need a Ross Anderson Day, and yeah. The mayor, you know, agreed to it, and it's official now. Now that I have there in Durango, but I also have the state of New Mexico Ross Anderson Day on May 8th, which is my birthday too.
So you know, cool. My mother was born in Taos, and all my family that I'm related to live in Taos. So Taos is my second home. So we'll come down on May 8th, meet up in Taos, and I'll introduce you to my family, and we'll have some fun.
That would be great. I'm looking forward to that for sure.
Cool, man.
Yeah. Well, Ross, thanks a lot for joining us on the Colorado Snow Show. And we hope to talk to you again in the future.
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. It's an honor to have these special guests on our snow show, Leon.
What? I mean, you know, you read the litany of his achievements.
And it's just amazing.
And, you know, for me, he's full-blooded Native American, so that is so rare.
Yeah.
You know, and Ross is a big boy, too. And you know, so you could, you know, those guys like Jake are fast when you put them on skis because they can move that mass, you know. And he did it, and he did it, like he said, he started out with $400 in his pocket and was wearing a motorcycle helmet. And, you know, at Ski Cooper, you know, Tom, you and I know that you can't go 100 miles an hour at Ski Cooper, no matter what you do. But
you can try.
You can try.
And even if the wind is in the right direction like we had last night, it may help, but I don't think you'll get 100.
You'd need a 100-mile-an-hour wind.
Yeah, at least.
It is really cool to hear about somebody that came from, you know, such humble roots and has now got a day in his honor.
In New Mexico, one in Durango.
Only in Durango, but the entire state.
And, you know, he didn't talk about his childhood, but he was actually adopted. Mm-hmm. So that's why his last name is Anderson.
Gotcha.
Because he was adopted by a family in Durango. So, you know, that's just kind of a sweet story. And that's how he got to ski, because Parangatory is right there. So,
yeah, inspiring.
Yeah, real inspiring.
Very cool. Speaking of inspiring, what sort of inspiring brews are you working on? What sort of concoctions can we expect at Angry James Brewing?
Well, we just tapped our Citra Lager, which is a light lager, but it's got some fruity hop forward notes. Definitely one of our most popular beers right now. And, of course, we have our, as always, our Jake's Pills, named after Jake Fiala.
The award-winning.
Right. And then because we love Jake and we love Czech-style Pilsners so much around here, we have another Czech-style lager that's on deck right now. And Jake was doing some quality control with me last night sure it was up to snuff.
And he had just had foot surgery, so I'm sure he had to go through several renditions, yes.
Yeah, it's always good to have a Czech inspect your Pilsner. Considering that that's where it was invented.
Well, especially he, you know, since he has a lot of experience in that department, I think that
he's
well qualified. Well qualified.
You could call him a pro.
In more ways than one.
In more ways than one.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's another episode of the Colorado Snow Show, and we're going to have another flashback to a classic.
Oh, no.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
This time going back to February of 2009, cat skiing at Keystone.
This is the Crystal Snow Show, only on Colorado's Crystal 93.
Welcome to Keystone Adventure Tours. We got good conditions out there, but a real good day. We're going to be skiing powder all day long, which is what we like to do. We are all ski patrollers when we're not wearing this outfit, so we've been out there already this morning doing control work in the area. We're taking you to a safe place, but we are going to ski using avalanche protocols. So we have everybody in avalanche beacons. Does everybody have their beacon on?
Is that protocol sound like this? Woo, 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 like that?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
Do you have your beacon on?
My beacon, yeah.
Okay, good.
My beacon is beckoning you. Mine's flashing. Is yours flashing?
Yeah, I'm flashing.
Cool.
Beacon and flashing.
Hey, Brian, is your beacon flashing?
Yes, sir.
All right. Call me sir. He doesn't know me.
By just wait till the end of the day.
By the end of the day, it'll be, hey, you.
Hey, Straggler.
Keep up.
See, everybody got skis. Did we get everybody set up with skis or snowboards or whatever they're going to be using?
Oh, we need skis?
Our powder skis.
Okay. Tom's got his 210 KVCs.
Beautiful.
From K2, you know, the skinny ones.
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, that'll work, won't it?
Good surface area.
Yeah.
You know, I bet Brian has even a better idea for skis that are available for the Snowcat Tours.
Really? You have skis available for the Snowcat Tour?
We've got Salomon demos, yep. Zars, guns, rockers, X-Labs.
Zars, guns, rockers.
Sounds like...
Whoa, dude. Sounds like a band.
So when we're up skiing in the bowl, guys, we're going to ski one at a time. So the guide will go down first to where we're going to ski to. And then the guy that's standing on the ridgeline with you will tell you when it's time to go, and we'll ski one at a time for safety reasons. We will stop for a nice lunch put out by the Stube chefs.
Oh, dude, the Stube.
Look forward to that.
I hear that's really good.
Yeah, man. Yes. We know it's good.
Yeah. Well, cool, man. We're all set to go here.
Right. Yeah,
we've got a heck of a group here. We've got Bobby Murphy from the Ski and Ride School.
I think he can ski, too.
Yeah, I think so.
He goes, you know what? He goes left and right.
And right.
It's unbelievable.
And also, Katie Adamson's joining us from
Keystone's marketing department. And we needed the upgrade.
That's the upgrade, definitely.
And we've got Holland, who just got married yesterday. Hasn't had any sleep.
And sometime today during the snow show, we'll find out where Holland's wife is.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious about that.
Yeah.
It's like first day of your honeymoon, you've already ditched her? That's either a good thing or a really bad thing.
Well, it's really cool to start out with cat skiing here at Keystone, where we meet at the
yurt. Hey, are you guys ready to have a good time?
We're ready.
Crystal Snow Show on Crystal 93.
Walk into the snowcat.
Squeak, squeak.
It's cold snow.
Well,
we're going to be heading up for some great snow. What bowl are we going to ski, Bergman or Independence?
We'll ski Bergman and Independence.
Oh, we're going to ski them both, Tommy.
Excellent.
That's both of them.
That's both of them bowls.
Yeah.
Maybe even Erickson bowl.
Wow.
Really?
That's even more than
that's all three of them.
Yeah.
And I've got my buddy Lily here.
Yeah. Now, Lily is
Lily's
in avalanche
girlfriend.
Training.
Yeah. She's a little black lab getting trained for avalanche dogs. And Tom likes avalanche dogs. You know that? We buried him in an avalanche debris field and had the dogs find him once.
I was rescued.
He was rescued, yes.
Yeah.
Although the dog found the cheeseburger, I buried 10 feet away from him first. Didn't tell him about that part.
Now, we're going to go cat skiing here in the bowls at Keystone, but Katie, there's more as far as cat tours go, right? You don't have to go skiing. You can just go sightseeing, right?
Absolutely. We have scenic cat rides.
Is that because
you can take
it's scenic?
That's because it's kind of purdy up here, Leon. It's a little purdy.
It's really purdy up here.
And those go out every day.
Now, the cat tour that we're doing today, that's an all-day tour of the bowls, and then there's even the shorter tours up on the Outback, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and those are $5 tours, cash only. You cruise up to the top of the Outback lift and hop on a cat, and they take you a little ways up to cruise those bowls back there.
And it saves the hike, because that's a heck of a hike if you've done that up to the north or south bowls of the Outback.
That is a heck of a hike.
It's always a lot more fun to take a cat trip up.
Absolutely. Yeah. You don't like those side aches.
No, not at all. Now, if somebody wants to book one of those sightseeing cat trips, how do they do that?
They call 496-4FUN.
4FUN. Did you hear that? That was
496-4FUN.
Yeah.
The Crystal 93 Snow Show.
Katie's not be enough of that,
she's,
Katie.
She's ready to go.
Look at that view.
Well, dude, here you go again. You're going to put the Blizzard answers on your ski boots.
Yeah, but
today.
I still don't know what the question is.
Well, someday we'll come up with a question, and then you will have the answer. We'll come to you with the answer. How do you like that answer, Steve? It's been nice,
your ski
huh?
is awesome, man. I've been on it in the powder at Chicago Ridge, now at Purgatory in 2 feet of powder, and now you're right here at Keystone, Colorado, skiing Erickson ball.
Woohoo! Woohoo!
Yeah. Leon Littlebird and Tom Fricke. They'll be back with more Snow Show fun on Crystal 93. This is the Crystal Snow Show, only on Colorado's Crystal 93.
Look at that.
Yeah, buddy.
So, Bobby,
all right.
You kind of fudged turn number 13. If you'd hike back up and do it again,
we'd appreciate it.
I'm up for it.
You made that look good.
And at least there's one set of perfect tracks up there.
At least.
Mine.
Oh, I was going to say Bobby's. Bobby's are right there in plain sight, man. Perfect tracks. Beautiful turns.
Is that Craig Simpson?
Yes, ma'am.
Is he teleplaning?
He is.
He's alpatelling.
Yeah, it's alpatelling.
He's the king. Drop the knee, man!
He's the king of, what'd you call it?
Telepining.
Alpha marking. Just one tele turn, Craig.
We were hoping for at least one tele turn, Craig.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up with that? You got the tele gear on?
And next time.
Doing the Alpatel turns,
yes,
huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to have a figure eight competition.
Here's Mitchell. He's Alpine, or he's telemarking on his Alpines, it looks like.
The Crystal Snow Show. Only from Colorado's Crystal 93.
Another run.
The Snowcat Tour is rocking and rolling. Holland, you're the only snowboarder out here with us today. You having a good time?
Yeah, I'm having a good time.
You're just keeping up great, man. The snow is perfect, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really nice. Out here.
You know, I mean, and you just got married yesterday. You ditched your wife, came out here to go snowboard. And, you know, how's she feel about that?
Well, she's on the hill too, but this is, you know, I get out here once a year, so okay. She kind of understands.
Well, if you've got an understanding wife, you're starting off on the right foot, man.
I've had a great marriage.
Man, yeah. Was that a great run or what?
Great way to spend a honeymoon, huh?
Yeah.
Man, that's awesome. I mean, we just jumped off the top of that little cornice up there. They'd been doing a little blasting up there. We got a little black powder on the first couple turns, yeah. And then
nice
let
and
it rip, baby.
Oh, boy.
It was fun.
Going through untracked powder here in the bowls at Keystone. Man, it's cat skiing.
Doesn't
its
get
finest.
Any better than this, yeah, baby. The guys so are doing fun. An awesome job. Yeah. We're really having fun. But you know what? I say.
What do you say?
It's called riding the cat, not standing around. Let's go up. What do you say, Holland?
Yeah.
Ready for another round? One.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
The Crystal Snow Show.
Cat skiing at Keystone today. Tom Fricke and Leon Littlebird on the Snow Show. Man, are you having fun, Leon?
Man, look where we are, Tommy. We're standing up here on top of the world. We're looking down at all the other ski resorts in Summit County from here. We're it's amazing. The snow is great. The guides are doing a great job, and we have celebrities up here with.
Yeah, we do, right on the edge of Independence.
Yeah, you know,
Bowl.
Guys that are on billboards all over Denver and, you know, the famous faces, you know, celebrities. Craig,
yeah,
how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Thanks for joining us,
hey,
man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, besides being a celebrity, you've also got a real job at Keystone, right?
I do, yeah. I'm the assistant director for the Keystone Ski Patrol.
You know, we know the assistant director for the Ski Patrol over at A-Basin.
Yeah, you know, I've met him, too.
Yeah.
Before.
Yeah. Oh, you want to say something to him?
Yeah, hey, Tony, the Patriots, too bad about those guys.
Yeah, we love that. Did you know that they found out yesterday that the entire Red Sox team was on steroids? So the Rockies are actually the world champion.
Yeah. Take that, Tony C. Yeah.
Tony, we love you, man. It's too bad you're not up here with us right now because it rules, baby.
Man, we got some powder and a lot of tracks to be made yet today here on the Snowcat at Keystone.
We know, Craig, we noticed that you're on tele gear out here.
Yep,
and that you make some really good telepine turns.
I do. I'm not afraid to telepine when I have
to.
Yeah,
man. I'll tell you what, the snow's great, isn't it?
Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah, I'll see if I can lift a heel up here for you guys on this next one.
Well, we're kind of got a dollar bet on you.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, cool, man.
Right. Yeah, we'll see who's going to win a dollar.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Ready to make some turns?
I'm always ready to make some turns. You ready?
I'm ready.
It's called skiing, not standing. Let's go rip it up.
Snowcat skiing at Keystone.
Woohoo! Woo-hoo.
Let's do it.
The Crystal 93 Snow Show.
Tommy, life doesn't get any better than doing the cat tour here at Keystone, Colorado. We've just had a wonderful lunch catered by the Stube.
The Stube serving us up some great lunch.
I noticed you had seconds on the cheesecake.
Yeah, it's really good.
Fuel for all the powder turns you're going to make this afternoon.
Well, after doing a bunch of turns all morning, we got to do some lunch here at the Yurt.
That's right. And, you know, we're hanging out. We got so many celebrities on this thing.
That's so awesome.
I mean, Katie Adamson's on here.
Yeah.
Hey, Katie.
Yeah.
See? She's rocking out. She's catching some rays, working on her tan.
That's right.
But, you know, we've got one of our favorite guys to ski with who he's been chasing around and following his tracks all day. That's Bobby Murphy. Bobby, thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys.
Today,
hey, thanks.
You're not having any fun, are you?
No, you got to keep dragging me along on these little escapades. This is good
it's
stuff.
It's cool, isn't it?
Good stuff.
Yeah, it's been great skiing with you all morning. And I know that this is really nice to get you out of meetings. Is it get you out here where you really live?
Yeah, well, I like to say this is my office. However, I do get caught in some meetings once in a while.
Yeah,
this is
we like to call it a board meeting. Strap on the boards and have a meeting. You know?
Now, this is Bobby's first time in the Snowcat, right?
It is, Keystone. I'm relatively new to Keystone, so the boys are showing me around, and what a great time, man. Yeah. Sunshine, new snow.
It's guys great. Are doing a great job, aren't they?
Yeah, no, the guides got us to the good stuff today. Yeah.
Finding some terrain that you want to definitely return to in the future.
Yes, I think I may need to put this on my calendar. Yeah. At least once
I notice you keep looking at that cliff up there. Going, we can ski off of
ski off that.
Don't you think?
Yeah, well, I think we got that in store for this afternoon.
Do we?
I don't know. We'll have to talk
I was
to
thinking
boys.
About working on my tan with Katie, but maybe I'll go up and ski that cliff with you.
That could be some fun stuff.
Well, so you've got some really cool stuff going on in ski school, and, you know, we've talked a lot about cruisers all year, but there's something that goes beyond cruisers.
Yeah, it's cruisers and beyond. It's
oh,
actually,
good name.
There you go.
It goes beyond cruisers. That makes sense.
Well, it's funny. We're finishing up with our last couple sessions during the last few weeks of February, but the great news is coming up next season, and we continue to for the next couple weeks, is cruisers and beyond. We get on the cat. We get up here with the kids, show them a little experience up top. You know, there's the park aspect, the racing aspect of cruisers and beyond, but the snow cat is really something that kind of you don't see in any other ski school around. So
that is really cool.
Now, how old are the kids that get in the cruisers?
Well, the majority of you have to be over a level 7, so you have to be kind of that.
So that leaves you out, Tom.
Oh, expert.
Darn. what is that level 7?
Experts in and beyond.
That
there,
says but. 1 beyond a 6.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Get your calculator.
Is that 1
out.
Before the 8?
Yeah, it's before the 8. Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha.
Under the 8.
Okay. Yeah.
8's okay though. It's
okay.
Beyond 7.
Oh, okay.
Typically, they're over the age of 7 as well. But but you know
that leaves you out too.
I was getting excluded from the fun stuff.
So 7-15-year-olds for the most part. You know, there may be a couple 6-year-olds that sneak up there just because, you know, they're expert
good.
Skiers.
They're good,
yeah. So it's a great program. We talked a lot about it on the earlier shows, but we're really seeing a kick in with the good snow now and getting them up on the cat. So it's been good.
That's awesome. That's really cool. You've got some great stuff going on. And, you know, most of those cruisers come out and end up teaching skiing for us.
That's right. Our own Barry Hansen.
That's right. He's living proof, man. And he's right out there doing it and just loving the program.
Exactly.
Well, so hanging out in the yurt is really a good time, and we got a beautiful day for it. But you know what? It's called skiing, not yurting.
It's snowcat skiing, not yurting today on the snow show, man. Are you ready to make some more?
Well, let's go jump in that. Come on, Katie. Your tan looks beautiful.
Thanks, guys.
Put your shirt back on. Let's go.
Let's go. All right. Some more turns on the snowcat.
Woohoo!
Tom Fricke and Leon Littlebird. They're coming back with more snow show fun on Crystal 93.